Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So we've heard of the Great Recession, but I don't think I would have ever predicted that we would be in a time where we are talking about the Great Resignation, where people all over the United States of America are making a choice not to go to work. Here to talk to me, to talk to us, to talk to you about this is CPA, Chief Financial Officer and Wealth Coach Extraordinaire, Takesha Artis. Takesha, thank you so much for joining me here at the Millionaires Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So talk to us about that. You know, first, let's talk a little bit about your journey, kind of from corporate, out of corporate into your own business. But then you kind of right back in corporate because you were able to set your own terms. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so my background is accounting. I am a certified public accountant. And what COVID did for us was create remote opportunity. It allowed us to work in the comfort of our home. Now, for accountants, this is a great thing because we really don't need to be in the office. Except for maybe one day a week if, you know, you need to cut checks or something like that, like I did. And so it allowed me to get comfortable doing my own routine. It allowed me to be more efficient because I didn't have people constantly in and out asking questions. I was able to be more time efficient because I was able to say, I'm going to do this work and check emails at this time, or do this and do this at this time. So I was able to not just be more efficient, but it allowed me to also live a little bit more. Even though it's very deadline driven, it allowed me to interact with friends more. It allowed me to do a lot of things that I didn't have the time to do before. And so as the year progressed, I started to build my own business up because I had a lot more time freedom. And at some point, my business was making more than my salary. And I decided that I liked that. and I wanted that time freedom all the time. And so the resignation happened. Luckily for me, I was able to then transform them into clients. And so, you know, in the beginning, I was still very much attached to that same kind of schedule, but I quickly worked it out where I had more time freedom on my terms as an independent contractor versus an employee. And I think a lot of people are seeing that in their own careers, that they can either do this themselves or being at home gave them a different type of freedom.
Wow. Yeah, you know what's so interesting about what you said? Because you're in the financial services industry, you are required to focus and you are required to get numbers right. And you can't make any mistakes when you are the numbers person. Like that, every single line item has to add up. And so it's so interesting that someone in your profession, what you do as a CPA, that there was a culture that said you needed to be in the office to build relationships. People who do numbers, we don't want any relationships. Not with the people at work.
Very interesting dynamic. And what I did notice is that it made my team take more accountability for their role. You have the manager there and they're coming to you constantly with these questions. And at some point it's like, well, we've gone over this. Like, this isn't new. Like, this happens maybe once a month. I realized that it made them take more accountability for their job and more ownership of their responsibilities. So they even became better employees as well. But yeah, I don't need to talk to them. An email will do. we can do a Zoom once a month. We have a group chat, and you know, I'm still there for them, but it forced them to take more responsibility and accountability for doing their job as well.
Yeah, and you know, I joke about that when I say we don't want any relationships. We just want more sustainable relationships. So yes, if you're able to work from home and I'm able to be more efficient and I don't have to get in my, first of all, I don't have to wake up, you know, put on clothing that is suitable for the office and then get in my car and drive to the office and hopefully get myself some Starbucks or whatever it is I have to do, get out of the car, slide the key or whatever it is, wherever the parking situation is for where I work, go in the office, say hello to 52,000 people on my way to my desk or my office. Like, that's a lot of energy. And so what I'm able to do is in that, and you know, by staying home, I'm able to wake up, of course, get myself presentable for my Zoom calls or whatever. Everybody put your pants on. I have seen so many people on a Zoom call and you only dress from the waist up and you forget and you're embarrassed. So put your clothes on. Okay. Put on all of your clothing. And, but you don't have to be in your Sunday best or your corporate office best, but you can be casual and still be presentable. But what that does is, because I didn't have to spend that hour of time doing those other things, now I've got more time to actually create a sustainable relationship. What I love, Takesha, about working from home is being able to be creative, but then also, just like we're doing, you know, regularly, we will say, hey, let's take a road trip to Vegas. We'll say, hey, let's go to Jamaica or let's go to Orlando. I like being able to then build relationships in a much more meaningful way. And you give me the capacity. I get the capacity to do that when I don't have to play office hellos and politics every single day, especially when it's unnecessary.
Exactly. And I realized how much more it was the efficiency that really shocked me. Like,
You just said something that is so much on point. But you know what? The harvest is here. The time is now.
Are you ready to learn how to build wealth in the stock market? Then it's time for you to join New Wealth University's own finance professor and financial consultant, Erica Blair McGrew, for the Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp. In this hands-on course, you will learn to set your mind right for investing, determine your asset allocation strategy, develop your investment criteria, and design your investment strategy. So join financial consultant Erica Blair McGrew, Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp, and learn how to invest in the stock market. For more information about this bootcamp and all of Lynn Richardson's career training webinars and masterclasses, please go to lynnrichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today. So what is the action of the day? What is the word of the hour? The action of the day is for you to dream and then proclaim. I often say, speak what you seek until you see what you say. Speak what you seek until you see what you say. One of my favorite scriptures is Ecclesiastes 5:19. And the Berean Study Bible version is the absolute best version of this scripture. It says, furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man and woman, and he has enabled them to enjoy them, to accept their lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. I am challenging you to find a way to rejoice in your labor, to be happy in your work, to be fulfilled in your work. If you do what you love, then the money will follow. I am so excited about what this means for you, because guess what? The harvest is here. The time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. As I said, the harvest is here. The time is now. It is time for you to speak what you seek until you see what you say. Takesha is with us here on the Millionaires Roundtable. Takesha, your journey is just so amazing.
Okay, wait. Say that one more time. Speak what you...
Speak what you seek. So speak, S-P-E-A-K, speak it out of your mouth. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were. So if you are not wealthy, speak as if you are. If you are not healthy, speak as if you are. If you are not in your ideal career or doing what you love, speak as if you are. So speak. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So when you speak what it is that you want, let me tell you, there is no other way for things to go other than for it to manifest. So speak what you seek. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you're dreaming about? What are you, planning for? What are you hoping for? What are your goals? What are your visions? What are your dreams? So speak what you seek until you see what you say. And that has so much meaning for me. Takesha, we'll talk about it. We're talking about the Great Resignation, and you were, you know, just sharing some things with us about the workplace and efficiency. But we're going to get to this over here in a moment. But right now, I just have to say that's what I had to do when I was broke down under the ground, living from check to Monday. I had to speak what I was seeking, and now I see what I said, and I'm going to help other people do the same.
I love that. I just realized when I was working remote how efficient I was. I was really surprised by it. So it got me to wonder, what was I doing in the office?
I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And like you said, we got that time back because we didn't necessarily have to get up, get out, get traveled. And do that. So I was able to start, working a little bit earlier. And because I didn't have the constant questions in and out of my office, I was able to just focus and get a lot of work done. And, sometimes when you're in the groove, you may be working a little bit later because there's no one to tell you like, hey, it's quitting time. It's time to go. So I found myself sometimes working a little later. But what that did was it freed me up at the end of the week because I had gave that concentrated effort and got stuff done. And so that's where I realized I could probably really focus on my business a lot more than I was because I had a lot more time because I was just really focused on getting work done.
Yeah, I have come up with a new work week.
I love
the
work week.
Yeah. I don't even know if you could call it a week because it's only like 2 days. But I got so efficient that I started taking Thursdays off because Thursday is Friday Eve. And, it's like Christmas Eve. So Friday is coming. Christmas is coming. So on the Eve, you kind of don't do anything either. So I was like, why fake it? Let me just go ahead and take Thursday, y'all. Friday is Friday. Who's working on Friday if you don't have to? Saturday and Sunday? Oh, my God. And then literally by Monday, I was so relaxed. I used to say, like, I could not handle Mondays. But the truth is, I was so relaxed, I could not go into the rush of a Monday. So Mondays, everybody's trying to find you. I'm like, I'm playing hide and seek. Catch me if you can. So Mondays, I took off as well. And so I got to this Tuesday, Wednesday work week. And then I realized that it didn't really matter what day of the week it was. If I wanted to do some work, I was going to do some work. But in my mind, I kind of told myself that. Yes, yes, yes. So, so I know what you did. And I know that many, particularly in these companies across the country, the Fortune 500 companies that are on the New York Stock Exchange. I remember Mr. Wonderful, I believe it was, from CNBC. And he was on talking with the host of the morning show. I can't even think of what it's called right now. But he was on early in the morning. And he was basically saying how across the platform, the financial executives, the CFOs, and all the financial executives in the companies pretty much gave the CEOs an ultimatum when they were talking about bringing people back to the office prematurely at that. But they were talking about bringing people back to the office. And the financial professionals were like, if you make me come back, I'll quit and I'll go someplace else. And so they kind of had the impression that I got was that the financial folk kind of had the whole industry on lock. And, you know, it's not easy to just find a new person to manage your numbers and do your books and, you know, all of those things. So I think, you know, hats off to those who are working in the financial positions to try to keep things afloat and make sure we're profitable for kind of holding the ground for us and allowing those of us who could work from home to continue to work from home. But, you know, we're talking about the Great Resignation and the most you know, this mostly impacts minimum wage workers, workers in the service industry, and folks who, you know, prior to the pandemic were doing whatever they could to go out and make a dollar out of 15 cents so that they could feed their families. And now this is a great issue with, you know, this group of our beloved fellow citizens not wanting to go back to work. What are your thoughts about that? And how do we fix that aside from raising salaries, which in philosophy, it sounds good, but at the end of the day, it's numbers and you cannot spend more money than you make. You cannot pay people more money than you have available. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's a number of things. I don't think it's just, I think people got comfortable at home. I think for maybe moms and single moms, it's not so much of I don't want to go back. It's the school system won't allow me to go back because my kids are maybe they're still remote. So some people, you know, they're being forced to resign. And I think those that don't want to go back, I think it's they realize that what they were doing, maybe they don't want to do anymore. So I know there's been a lot of people changing careers.
Yes.
And it's given them that wake up call, I think, from the people that I've talked to, that now it's time to follow their dreams.
Yeah.
Or go for more. So I think, you know, it will have some bad repercussions, but I think, you know, it may do a lot of people a lot of good.
You know,
companies won't like it, but, you know, for the individual, it may do them good.
You know, I think we have to go back to a time where, you know, the workforce was a little different when you and I were growing up. I mean, particularly me, I'm a little older than you. But when I was growing up, people went, if you were in high school or in college, you went to go work at the local, you know, whatever it was, the gas station or the restaurant or the department store. Then you worked there and it was just to make money. And then you went on to do whatever you were going to do in your career once you graduated or got your certification or your training. I think now all too often, I know my kids are, you know, different, than how we were growing up. They didn't work anywhere basically. I mean, they worked for the home-based business and is that the reason why they, you know, my middle child worked at Starbucks, I think, for a week and was like, I can't do it.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. We're talking about the Great Resignation, and the workforce is a bit discombobulated and upside down, but maybe just maybe the workforce is right side up for the first time. Takesha Artis is here with me on the Millionaires Roundtable, and I'm just so excited to have you here. We got to talk a little bit more about
how you are actually moving into what it is that you love. As I shared, you know, my kids had regular jobs, I guess, that you would get as a teenager or young adult. Couldn't do it. And I remember the day my oldest daughter, she was working at, I believe, Target. And she just said, "Mom, I can't do it." And I was like, "You know what? You should go and find what it is that you love." And so I encouraged that. I encouraged them to go out and pursue what they love and or to use their creativity in other ways. So, Takesha, I'm just not quite sure. How do we fix this? How do we fix it?
You know, I don't know either. I think people are finding their passion. They are resigning to do things that they love because they've been doing things that they didn't love for so long. Or they've been in, you know, workforce situations where it didn't lead them to the personal growth. I think, you know, each generation seeks something different in the workplace. And I think the millennials were very adamant about doing things on their terms, seeking, you know, good work-life balance. And I think this new generation, you know, I really don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. And that's okay because they're still young. They still have a couple years to figure it out. But I think it may do the economy some good. It may be a little bit of heartache for, you know, certain companies. But I think as a person, they're following and starting careers that they've always wanted to do. And now they have the freedom to do that now. Woo. I know a lot of people are starting home-based businesses simply out of necessity. Moms can't go back to work because the children are still remote. So they still need that income. So they're realizing, hey, I have these gifts, strengths, and talents that I have to make it work. So going back to the office is an automatic no.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's this is a great time from my perspective to build legacy. This is a great time from my perspective for us to really take our power back. This is a great time for us to, you know, build these family businesses again. There was a time when as African Americans, business and commerce was the centerfold of our culture. And, you know, we know all about, you know, the things that have happened in history from Rosewood to Tulsa, where African-American thriving economies were burned and, you know, torched to the ground, and the L.A. riots. Although that was a different scenario, it was triggered, you know, by social injustice. I think that this is now the time. I don't think that there could have been a better way for our young people to begin to see that you really can create the life that you want, and you can earn money while doing it, and you can earn money doing what it is you love, which brings me to you, because you've kind of, you're metamorphosizing, if that's a word, like a butterfly. You've been a caterpillar inside the corporate space, and then kind of you broke out of that in a butterfly. But the beautiful thing about a butterfly is it has so many different colors. You can't really predict what the caterpillar is going to be when it becomes a butterfly. And you have just moved into another area of coaching. Who is the audience that you want to speak directly to, Takesha?
I want to talk to the startup entrepreneur who hasn't quite figured out that they can do it yet. The me when I started, I knew I had these skills. I knew that I could make money doing it, but I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the know-how. I didn't have the right mindset to say, I can get paid off of my knowledge in a different way, because I had been so programmed to believe that the only way to be successful was to get it through a job.
Wow.
And so now I'm this entrepreneur, and I'm struggling to get the right mindset to say that you can, the same thing you were doing for them, you're doing over here. You just set the terms. And so I had to come out of this employee mindset of, I can do this on my own terms. I can set my own hours, my own wage, or rates. And I think a lot of women have these great million-dollar ideas, but they're talking themselves out of it because they don't see how it's possible or see where they'll find the time or, you know, so they have these negative thoughts. And I'm here to tell them that it is definitely possible. It is absolutely possible. Get you a financial plan and let's do this thing.
You
money
know,
is unlimited.
Yeah, you know, I think what it is for women in particular, because we're the organizers in most cases, we're the planners, we're the thinkers. So we know what our current existence is and we're trying to figure out, well, how am I going to make that work? And the truth is, it's not your business to know how it's going to work. What it is, it's your business is to take one step at a time right where you are and make that decision and make that step work. And then when you get to the next step, make the next step work, because truly there's no way to predict how it's all going to go. It's almost go on.
No, and it won't even make sense how you think it's going to go and how it actually will work out will not be the same.
Let me tell you, wait, you are preaching now, because that's where faith comes in. And that's where this concept I always talk about. If you just keep moving forward, you will collide into your promise. It kind of doesn't really happen the way you think it's going to happen. Just like Takesha said, you're going to collide. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
The harvest is here and the time is now. And guess what? It is your season to win. Even though we're talking about the great resignation, I feel like we are talking about the great elevation. I think that people who said, no, I'm no longer going to do that, are going to find the power to do what it is that they love. Takesha, this is amazing. I think your story and your journey is still unfolding, and you just kind of going with the flow. And how was that for you? Because, you know, as you said, you don't really know the way it's going to go. But as a CPA, it's your job to, you know, calculate everything down to, you know, it's an exact science. Your whole life is an exact science. Talk to us about that.
It has been a season of trust for me. I've had to trust things that I've asked for, that I've prayed for, and my faith and belief grew. There is, I want to know what's going to happen when I do this. And I've had to learn that I can only do my part and God will do his part. And I've just constantly tell myself, we are co-creating my life. And I have to surrender what I don't know, but do what I do know.
Ooh.
And That's been it. Where I want to hold on tight and say, hey, what are we doing here? This feels uncomfortable. I don't think this is where we should go. I have to take that step back and say, this isn't my part. Do my part and he will do the rest.
Wow.
And it has not been easy. As a single mom, we packed up, sold our house, and moved to across the country.
You sure did. You were worse than me. You just jumped up and left. I had to talk to people
It was the best thing for both of us.
Yeah.
I can't even still, and we've been here almost a year, articulate how much we've grown in terms of peace, in terms of my finances, in terms of my network, in terms of just myself as a woman, as a business owner. It's just been everything.
You said net worth. Wow. You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was just having a conversation with someone the other day, and people often, you know, and I shared this view. I'm never going to move to California. I'm never going to buy a house in California. The cost of living is too high. And, you know, you and I have talked about this, and I want to hear you share this with our listeners. But I believe that if the cost of living is higher,
then my capacity to handle it will be even higher than that. So I will not move into a space where I will be upside down or house rich and cash poor. I will actually now encounter opportunities that will enable me to do even more in a high cost area than I was, you know, in a lower cost area. And this is certainly not to say everybody needs to move to a high cost area. I just think to each his own. But that is one of the big fears. And so you've talked about increasing your joy, increasing your peace, living your dream, but also increasing your net worth. That's huge.
Yeah. I think because I, not only did I now have this efficiency, I had more time, I had more creative energy, I had more opportunity to sit and think. You know, when you're in the hustle and bustle, you are just going through the motions. I had that peace that allowed me to sit and think about what the next steps were. What did my business look like? What did my dream business look like? What did the owner of that business look like? And I didn't have that before. So, you know, moving here, it's like a trickle effect. You do this and this happened. And so that's why I say, like, you can't predict what's going to unfold. I never could have predicted this. I didn't even think it was a possibility. It just wasn't on my radar. And so what I thought this life would be like and what unfolded was even better than what I could even dream of.
You know what? That's what I say all the time. I still stand daily and throughout the day in gratitude about what God has done for my life. And like you, I have to trust him and then I have to do the part that I know how to do. And I'm constantly reminded, especially when I don't want to do my part, that I've got to do my part. I've got to show up. I've got to speak. I've got to talk, do this radio show. I've got to go out on the Prosper Tour. I've got to empower. Why? Because the harvest is here. The time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
We've been talking about the great resignation, but it may be the great elevation. And people have started home-based business because it is a necessity. Takesha, I literally felt like Noah. And I still do. Telling people it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Everybody looking, everybody laughing. I mean, right at the top of 2020, a few things happened. We had our annual wealth experience in January of 2020. It was our fifth annual wealth experience, which kind of evolved from what I started about 15 years ago as the wealth retreat when I got into the entertainment business. MC Light and Faith Evans and a whole bunch of other folks said, we need to get together. We do. And we need this time at the beginning of the year to collaborate, to unify in sisterhood, to build businesses, opportunities. And there's just no other time of the year like the beginning of the year. The first 5 to 7 days of the year are the most creative and nurturing days of the year to birth, you know, new ideas. And so it proved to be not just right and on point, but people felt it and their lives were transformed. So we had this great wealth experience for the first time. We had it in LA. We had been in Miami and Puerto Rico and other places, but it really felt like LA was home. So we did that. Unfortunately, soon after, Kobe Bryant and his daughter were killed in the helicopter crash. And then it just began to be a spiral of things. And then all of a sudden we were hit with the pandemic. And it was right during that time, Takesha, where I thought for a second about abandoning my message. I remember one day talking about a home-based business, and inside my head, while I was talking, the words were coming out, but inside my head, I was like, you know, they're sick and tired of you saying this. You got to come up with a new speech. You got to come up with something new. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and I had everybody's undivided attention. And New Wealth University got students all over the planet because for the first time, the planet was unified in its need to figure out something. And so what you're saying is just right on point. And everybody still needs a home-based business. And you've incorporated that for you, your son, and your legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this is the only place that you will be able to have an avenue where your salary isn't capped by someone else's standards or someone else's budget. It's unlimited. It will go as high as you believe it can go.
Wow. You know, and I don't know if people really honestly believe that about themselves until they get in it. And then, which is why, you know, believe it or not, having a home-based business does not mean it's homely. Amazon started out as a home-based business. Facebook started out as a home-based business in a college dorm. And so a home-based business can be a world-class business. And I think that's the message we need to, that's the message we need to start communicating to our women, our children, our mothers and brothers and sisters and daughters, because the harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. The great resignation can be the great elevation. I think it's all about how we view it and how we say it. I said it before. I'll say it again. Speak what you seek until you see what you say. One of the biggest challenges to Keisha with a home-based business has been this concept of hiring your kids to work in your home-based business. I mean, when they're younger, when they're 5 and 6 and 10 years old, it might be a little easier to direct their energy and they may even think it's fun. But what has it been like for you having a son, a college age student, and incorporating this whole concept of hiring him to work in the home-based business, building the family empire, increasing the net worth, and, you know, saving money on your taxes? What's that been like?
It's been amazing. You know, kids, they're very creative. They know, especially with the social media stuff, they know, like, Mom, don't get on this app. Mom, get on this app. You need to be doing this. You need to be in your stories. So he's very good at directing and letting me know, okay, you know, where to be. And I use his strengths. I don't force him to, okay, I need this, but you're not good at this, so figure it out. So I say, what do you want to bring? What are you good at? And we can develop those because you may need them. You may decide that you like that. My pictures, that boy, he is really good at it. And, you know, it has been him being involved and knowing this is how we eat. This is how we create our lifestyle. And you benefit from it. So I need some of those resources back from you.
Wow.
And tax-wise, it's been a game changer for me. Benefit-wise, it's been a game changer for him because now he's 21 and he already has, you know, a couple thousand saved up for retirement.
Yep.
At 21, that was the last
girl
thing.
Please. I was like, retirement. Baby, girl, I was like, go ahead on.
I remember my first job and I was just like, who is FICA and why do they take more of my money out? Like, I don't want to contribute to that. And they're like, that's not how that works. But yeah, so it's just, you know, I really think with kids, if you explain to them and talk to them more about money, they get it more. They get you want to do these things, but maybe financially you're capped. They understand. I think it's the pride of the parents to not want to share those things. But if you tell them, they will understand and they get it and they will help. My son, I remember on the old Periscope days when I first started doing live videos, it was me and my son for several weeks. And he would be like encouraging me. He is my number one fan. And, you know, it's just, hiring him was just the right decision. And I let him do the time when, you know, he has it available during class work or, you know, schoolwork, and it works.
Yeah.
But I'm also teaching him skills that he may, if he wants to do entrepreneurship or whatever, he still has those skills.
Yep. Yep. And I love the whole idea of them having the skin in the game, because this is how we eat. And yeah. I think that those are skills, like he's learning about the stock market. He's like, I want to know more. He's asking the right questions. And I'm just like, yay, because he's dating my daughter. So they're going to be financially free. The harvest is here and the time is now.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Stop that.